Hello and welcome to another episode of We Podcasted.
Hello. I thought I'd just sit and wait, see how long you're gonna hold it for.
Go it longer, longer every week.
Every week.
So in the end, we'll just be able to make a noise at the end, like. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Bye. Get to the end of the theme tune and just go, see you next week. Here's your lullaby, bye. You alright?
Yeah, I'm alright.
You're rubbing your eyes. You okay?
It's been a long day. Started really early. I was up at silly o'clock, like 4:15.
Why?
Dunno. And I was up at 4:15 the day before.
Why?
Dunno.
Excuse me for sounding a bit like your children, why?
I'm one of these people that once I'm up, I'm up.
I get that.
As soon as my eyes are open, that's it. I'm awake.
You're on it. Especially
if it's light outside. That's it. I'm up. So I got up early this morning, did the housework. So the house was kind of cleaned by about 5:30. and it's made the rest of the day seem really long. I keep looking.
Even pottering around for things to do.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been procrastinating on the podcast making as well this morning. Like, going to it, then moving away from it and going back to it.
I thought you looked forward to Tuesdays to putting this together.
But it's a weird Tuesday.
Have you in your head, you've kind of seen this sort of project to do, i.e. the podcast,
right,
and gone to yourself, right, well, I've got about 8 hours to fill here and it's not going to take me 8 hours, so I'll stretch it out over the day. Did you look at it like that or not?
No, I kind of looked at it like, get to a bit and then I'll take a break and make a coffee.
Yeah.
And then that coffee turns into maybe two coffees before I come back to
and
the
a smoke.
Podcast and a smoke as well.
How many coffees have you actually had then today?
Probably about 20.
Bit wired.
I think I've had about 5. But to be honest, I've been slip sliding this past week.
Hey.
When it comes to exercise mainly. Haven't done.
Been a bit lax.
Haven't done a lot of exercise in the past week, which I'm disappointed about. But I did work out this morning.
Good.
For about half an hour.
Feel better?
Yeah, a little bit.
Feel better for actually like
but
sort of.
I sat there last night and I felt bad that I haven't been doing it. So that must be a good sign, because I woke up this morning still thinking, well, I got to get back on this.
Pull my finger out the day.
You know, and I've ate a few naughty things as well over the weekend, and you know.
Yeah, but you have got to treat yourself. Yeah. You have got to
indulge
yourself.
It's not like I'm a proper fat bastard anyway. I'm relatively slim, but I've got a belly that needs to be flatter. So it's all about fat burning, really.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm still cutting out all the bad stuff.
You still on the hippie milk?
Still on
soya milk?
Still on that. Still eating shitloads of chicken.
Was it Kuma
eggs.
Kuma, wasn't it?
Eh?
Kuma Kuma, whatever it was.
Camu Camu.
Camu Camu, yeah, that's the one.
Still on the Camu Camu.
That as well.
But I nearly ran out of the Camu Camu.
Oh, dear.
And I went to the drug
doesn't strike store. Doesn't strike me as the sort of thing you'd find on your everyday shopping shelf, you know?
Well, I went to Holland & Barrett to buy a new batch of Camu Camu plus other stuff. And do you want to know how much it is?
What, Camu Camu? What, on it, like pure Camu Camu?
No, that...
That vegetable thing.
Yeah.
Your 14 portions in a drink.
That's
thing.
Right. Yeah, the dirty chocolate.
Probably either going to be something
dirty,
silly
chocolate.
Like 11 quid for three sachets.
£24.99, my friend.
And how much do you get out of that? And how many servings?
Well, you get 10 servings.
So that's £2.50 a serving?
Yeah.
But you are getting 14 portions of fruit and veg.
I didn't buy it even with the allure of a free shaker. Because this is the problem with those drinks.
The sales pitch wasn't strong enough.
Yeah, they're kind of, you know, when you do mix them, you really do have to mix them. Otherwise, you end up with lumps of Camu Camu powder.
Which ain't nice.
It's not nice. And so, like, a shaker would have been handy, but I still think 25 quid for that.
Is that what you paid for last time?
A lot of money. No, I stole it off my mother last year. Took it from her kitchen. I'll have that. No, she let me have it, by the way. I don't steal off my man.
25 quid, that seems a bit steep.
Yeah, it is. So I didn't buy it. So, you know, I'm kind of...
10p powers.
I'm kind of low on my...
Camu Camu energies.
As well, so, you know, I need to get back on it. Because
it's all right.
I'm feeling it, but it's okay.
You'll get back on it. You'll get back on it. Other than feeling a little bit of a lull in your dietary standards,
right?
have you been?
Right.
Apart from the fact we suspended each other Sunday together watching the Formula One, very good race by the way.
Got together at Silverstone at the weekend.
It was
a good race.
It was a very good race.
First race watched on the new telly as well.
Yes, indeed. And what an experience that was. It was very good.
Yeah, it was all right.
Didn't feel like we had to huddle around the TV.
Thanks to Papa Powis for the new TV. He has been promising me it, though, as when I moved in here a couple of years ago, moved in with like a 17-inch telly, and watching the 17-inch telly, it's fine.
Fine, you know, in bed.
I've managed for about 10 years, so I've never had what you call a big telly.
Yeah.
All right, never had a big telly. Parents never had a big telly when I was living at home. As soon as I moved out, what did they get? First thing they get,
big TV.
Up on the wall. But my dad promised me when I moved in that when he got a bit of money, he'd buy me big telly. So he came through 2.5 years later. But, you know, I got my relatively
You definitely got dealt a good hand.
It's better than a 17-inch TV.
Yeah.
And I've really got into films since I've got my big TV as well.
It does help.
Because I always used to fall asleep during films watching it on the 17-inch because I'm having to concentrate.
Well, you're under strain, aren't you?
And, as you know, sometimes I have the subtitles on.
Yeah, you do. I don't know why you do this.
This
is a very weird learning curve that I've made this week.
It's a film where... Because there's some films you watch, like I watched Get Hard with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart, new film. That kind of film, you don't need the subtitles on. It's just a comedy. It's a laugh. You kind of get the idea.
Yeah.
And if you miss stuff, it doesn't matter. But if you've
it's
got
not integral to the storyline.
But if you've got like something where you really do have to concentrate, say The Shawshank Redemption.
Okay.
I have the subtitles on the screen so I can read. And I watched the whole series of Sons of Anarchy with subtitles.
Right. Just
so I know what everybody is saying. Maybe it's got something to do with my dodgy ears. It may have something to do with that. But I'd rather have the security of the writing there. So if I miss what they say, I can quickly catch the subtitle.
Do you listen to music and have the lyrics up on a separate part of the screen at all?
I don't have closed captions as well, because I don't need like them telling me that a helicopter flying over.
Yeah, with the asterisks around the side of it.
You know, and, you know.
Car screeches around corner.
Playing hip-hop music. I don't need closed captions, but subtitles.
Just so you get a gist of what they're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was something I learnt this week of you, even after 4 years or so of knowing you. It's a new fact I've learnt about the
Watched a few good films this week. I finally caught up with the Despicable Me franchise. Never seen it before this weekend.
Yeah. Obviously with the boys.
Well, with one of them.
Oh, okay.
My oldest went to my sister's for a sleepover.
Yeah.
And I had the youngest here with me. And we woke up, I think it's about 5 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Horrendous time.
And I was just flicking through what films we had and just spotted Despicable Me. And I thought, well, I'll put it on. I've got big telly now.
Yeah, why not?
You know? I was put off before when I had small telly. Now I've got big telly. I watched Despicable Me. Sat down, watched it, loved it so much that I thought I'd take a break.
Who loved it more?
I'll have a bath and then I'll come back and watch the second one. Well, I did. You know, he wasn't that interested in it. But I loved it, the first one. And then the second one I watched, as I was getting out of the bath, Elliot had fallen asleep on the sofa.
Ah.
So I managed to sit there without any kind of interruption from the children.
Fantastic.
So that was
excellent
good.
Work.
So I caught up with the Despicable Me franchise. That's one thing. And I also watched a brilliant film the other night that I cannot for the life of me right now remember what it's called.
Is this the one you recommended to me?
Kingsman.
That's it.
Kingsman, right? It's got Michael Caine in it, Colin Firth in it, Samuel L. Jackson in it.
Yeah,
it's a great film.
Star-studded lineup
to watch. If you're looking for a film recommendation, then it gets like one thumb, two thumbs up, and
two thumbs up.
So,
I've got to ask though. Just going back to the subtitles on the screen, catching up on the Despicable Me franchise.
Yeah,
did you put the subtitles on for that because they don't talk English?
No, like as I was saying, things like comedy and cartoons and stuff like that, I don't need subtitles.
Just checking.
It's just easy watching. It's only when I'm having to concentrate on a plot line or, you know, I'd rather read along. It's like a read along film.
I must
you
admit,
used to get like read along storybooks, didn't you?
Yeah, true.
You know, audio books. I do it with the telly.
Can't argue with that. Problem. Can't argue with that.
Yeah. No. So again, how are you? Well, come back round to me and my Despicable Me watch.
Just intrigued to know if you would put on the subtitles for a movie where characters don't talk any language of any sort of discernible understanding.
Right. Two weeks ago.
Oh, God, here we go.
You said you had some important news to tell myself and...
Yeah, all right.
The listening audience of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. But you couldn't tell us.
No.
You said that week that you could tell us the following week.
I said hopefully.
Which was last week.
I said hopefully.
So we got to last week.
Hopefully.
And I said, right, let's reveal the news. And I played a drum roll. Recreation. And I went, Rob, what's your news? I can't tell you.
Correct, I did say that last week. But prior to that week, because you haven't listened again, I said hopefully next week I can share
but
the news.
But I told
with you
that this would piss people off because we've had, you know, yeah, some reaction to it on Facebook this week. People ain't happy.
I don't make the
some
rules
people
up.
Even swearing about it.
I know, but I don't make the rules up, do I?
Well, people want to know. So don't let them down again. They're good enough to tune in to this podcast every week. Download it, stream it. Whatever the fuck they do it, all right? So this week, announce your fucking news, all right? So, Rob, what's your news? It better be good, I tell you.
Well, again, you're going to have to wait because I still can't tell you.
Punch you.
I can't tell you. The point is, if I tell you before I'm allowed to share this news with you, the news won't be.
But what's going to happen to you and to us if you just sneakily tell us? What if we make a podcast pact that we're not
right
gonna,
here, right now?
Yeah, we're not going to spread it to anybody, and it's like an exclusive to the podcast. If it's such good news, which I hope it is, because otherwise I'll just punch you anyway. All right. What do you reckon? Or are you just
right,
going to let him down
but
again?
I am asking
on your head
huge...
be it.
Yeah, but listen,
because
no, not on my head
last
bit.
Last week it was aggressive. This week, people are going to be after your balls, man.
Listen, I am. I would have to go out on such strong faith that nobody was to spill this because I'm not allowed to tell anyone.
Wow.
What do you think? I know how big. I know how big a deal this is. Okay?
All right.
And I know how much crapola I would be in if I was to tell people before I'm allowed to.
Well, don't do it then. Have you got any other news?
Yeah, I have actually.
What's that?
Well, I got this news.
Oh, you're still trying to do the news, not news. No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
What do you mean,
no? You're meant to be revealing your news, this exciting news that for 2 weeks you promised.
I have
so
not
why
promised it.
Why should I sit here
I have not
and
promised
listen
it.
To you read that?
You're not listening. I haven't promised it.
Right.
I've said hopefully I can share it with you.
Well, it's getting hot in here now.
Well, that's not my fault.
You know,
you're getting heated
I'm
over
all,
there.
I'm all
getting worked up.
Het up.
All right.
So.
Calm yourself down.
But talking about hot.
Yeah, go on. There's got to be a link in here somewhere.
The quiz is quite hot this week.
Hot stuff.
Yeah, because the theme to this week's quiz are songs that remind you of summer, in my opinion. So basically,
in brackets, in my opinion.
Reminds me of summer, but I'm quite confident that a few of them will remind you of summer too. So are you ready for this week's quiz?
Always.
This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz, a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob.
Rob. Oh,
hit the mic.
Leave it alone.
Hey. So, as I said, the rules to this quiz are simple. As excellent. Always, Lyric Man are going to read lyrics of some songs that I consider summer songs. When I hear them, I think summer, I think heat, I think good times.
Good times are
good
coming.
Good times. All right, are you ready for this? Right. What's this summer song?
I was lying on the grass on Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thugged, all laced and bugged, all twisted, wrong and beat. A comfortable 3 feet deep.
So what are we saying?
I've got a bit of a 90s vibe going on in my head, but I could be turning you down a wrong road. On the Sunday of last week, on the grass on the Sunday of last week. No.
I was lying on the grass on Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thugged, all laced and bugged, all twisted, wrong and beat. A comfortable 3 feet deep. Now the fuzzy stare from not being there on a confusing morning week impaired my tribal lunar speak. And of course you can't be calm if you only say what you would have done. So I missed a million miles of fun.
Is, of course, Len and Still My Sunshine. How can you listen to this song and not think of summer? You can't, can
you? Not possible, not possible.
And that's the first one you've got wrong in 2 weeks. That's what you get when you fuck people around.
I'm not.
You are.
Not arguing with you. You just don't listen.
Well, this song reminds me of summer, definitely. So, are you ready for number two?
Johanna drove slowly into the city, the Hudson River all filled with snow. She spied the ring on his honor's finger. Oh, oh, oh. 1,000 years and one piece of silver, she took it from his lily white hand. Showed no fear, she'd seen the thing in the young men's wing at Sloan Kettering.
Any ideas?
What the hell is that?
Oh, well, wouldn't be a quiz if I just told you. I did do a quiz once, and I was the host of a quiz, and I accidentally shouted out the answer before the answer was meant to be revealed. Any idea?
Literally got nothing.
No idea.
Johanna drove slowly into the city. The Hudson River all filled with snow. She spied the ring on his honor's finger. Oh, oh, oh. 1,000 years and one piece of silver. She took it from his lily white hand. Showed no fear. She'd seen the thing in the young men's wing at Sloan Kettering.
A vampire weekend and a punk. Definitely reminds me of summer, this track.
Yep, agreed.
Look outside at the raincoats coming, say oh. Look outside at the raincoats coming, say oh.
This is the only bit I know.
So, another one wrong. Wrong, yep. Rob.
I literally don't know any of the words to that song.
Well, how about this one? Also reminds me of summer. I would say, actually, on the first sunny day of the year,
right.
You know when you get the sunny day with the warmth?
Yeah, the very first one when suddenly all the flip-flops and shorts come out.
This is my go-to song.
Right.
All right.
I would like to reach out my hand. I may see you. I may tell you to run. You know what they say about the young. Well, pick me up with a golden hand. I may see you. I may tell you to run. You know what they say about the young.
Any idea on that one?
What the front door are you on there this week? This is ridiculous.
They're easy, Rob.
They're not easy. Then,
and we've had Vampire Weekend. You've known both of those. After you've heard them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, flip it, I don't have a clue, I've got nothing, no idea.
I I would like to reach out my hand. I may see you. I may tell you to run. You know what they say about the young. Well, pick me up with a golden hand. I may see you. I may tell you to run.
Again, the only bit I know to this song is this bit.
Right. You know what they say about the young.
But I just go, obbly oing, obbly oing. Well, I would like to hold my hand. How we will run, how we will cry. I would like to hold my hand. How we will run, how we will cry. Obbly oing, obbly oing. Send me on my way. Send me on my way. Send me on my way. Send me on my way.
A rusted root and send me on my way. Some all over that bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I agree.
Three wrongs so far.
I know.
So, let's see if you can redeem yourself a little bit.
It's not likely.
Wind your body, wriggle your belly, dip and go down in A, the new style E. Wind and go up, wind and go down, bubble and a rock. Call the new style around, you fay line it up, you fay wine it up. Wind your body, wriggle your belly. Wind your body, wriggle your belly.
Any idea?
Wind your body, wriggle your belly.
I haven't the foggiest.
No?
I don't know why this is so hard.
Boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka rock. Woman dem a flex and the man dem a chant. Got the 60 style, time for comeback. Draw for your bell bottom, black heel and frack. Boom shakalaka, rude boy. You tell them no, sir.
Wind your body, wriggle your belly. Dip and go down in A, the new style E. Wind and go down, bubble and a rock. Call the new style around, you pay line it up. You pay wine it up. You the blue shack all up, till the dance hall pull up.
Apache Indian and Boom Shakalak.
June.
Yeah, definitely. This is another go-to track as soon as that nice day comes along.
So, again, no idea what the lyrics are to this song, so you could have read them all day long. But
the thing is, Rob, the next track is an archive clip that you had previously got wrong. And when I was searching for this archive clip earlier on, you really struggled.
I'm looking forward to it then.
So,
very
much
so.
You may go from 5 out of 5
yeah.
to a big fat 0.
Fingers crossed.
I was like, good gracious ass bodacious. Flirtatious, trying to show faces. Look in for the right time to shoot my steam. You know, look in for the right time to flash them keys. Then,
remember it?
Yeah.
I'm leaving, please believing. Me and the rest of my heathens. Check it, got it locked at the top of the Four Seasons. Penthouse, rooftop, birds I feed.
I've only got to get the artist.
Yes.
Nelly.
Correct.
Yeah!
It is like, good gracious ass bodacious. Flirtatious, trying to show faces. Look in for the right time to shoot my steam. You know, look in for the right time to flash them keys. Then I'm leaving, please believing. Me and the rest of my heathens. Check it, got it locked at the top of the Four Seasons. Penthouse, proof, talk, birds I feed. No deceiving, nothing up my sleeve. No teasing. I need you to get up on the dance floor. Give that man what he is skin for. Cause I feel like busting loose. And I feel like touching you up. And can't nobody stop the juice. So baby, tell me, what's the use?
Yeah, Nelly, hot in here. Definitely a summer song. Can't listen to this in the winter. It just seems wrong. Do you know what I mean? It's absolutely. Like when I've heard people play East 17, Stay Another Day on radio in the middle of summer.
Idiots.
It just doesn't sound right. So no. Definite summer tune. So you got 1 out of 5, which, quite frankly...
it's dismal.
It's diabolical. I prefer diabolical. That was this week's quiz. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. 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 Given away for free,
apparently, according to the internet.
Yeah, a few weeks ago. But you can find that on all your good streaming websites. You can even download it, make them some money from wherever you get your downloads from.
Very cool, though.
Massive fan of that.
Very, very cool.
And well worth checking them out a little bit more if you like the trumpets and the brass.
And how can you not like someone who's cool?
Which we've said before. Yeah, I mean, big fans.
Even
of brass.
even the name is cool, Donny Trumpet. Useful in all situations.
Oh, shit, mate. We forgot to reveal last week's lullaby bye.
Oh, that's very true.
Well,
we have.
The shortened lullaby bye. Apologies as well. Yeah, we 1970s audio at the end.
The gramophone styling.
We kind of packed everything away last week and then...
I think we can safely say that last week was a bit mental and got a bit out of hand.
We recorded about an hour and 45 minutes of podcasts last week, and the rules state that we can only have a maximum of one hour. So we had to cut 45 minutes out of the podcast, and then we realised that even when we did that, to get everything in that we wanted, we still couldn't fit in the end intro.
No. Nope.
Because they wouldn't allow us, so we had to
cut
that.
Or the outro, as it's known.
Yeah, for a little bit to keep the lullaby. And it was a... pain.
It was a car crash into the owl, wasn't it? It was a car crash.
It was a really hard podcast last week. We enjoyed it a lot, but it was hard afterwards. So this week we thought we'd come in, we'd be a little bit calmer, and then hopefully it will play ball. And we are watching the time this
week. Did I have some of that rocket fuel last week? And I think that might be after.
Yeah, I've bought this rocket fuel coffee.
And it's called rocket fuel?
Yeah, it's actually called rocket fuel, and you can taste the caffeine in it.
You know, I don't think there's any coffee in
even
it.
Even you said the other day, it just tastes really bad.
Might as well just be drinking lightning.
I don't know why we're drinking.
It's probably very
but
dangerous.
Anyway, we've got off topic. We've digressed.
Sorry.
Last week's lullaby was, of course, come on, don't have to say.
Mama!
So, yeah, Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody, of course.
Of course.
Because of the crap we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
So, is it time for the show and tell?
Oh, I think it is.
Show and tell. Tell it. Show it. Do a little dance. I don't know, right?
New balls, please.
Fuck that rocket fuel off, right? this week's show and tell. Now, if you've been a listener to this podcast from the very beginning,
early days,
you will know that me and Rob at one point had an obsession with Vladimir Putin. We never thought that he was a good guy. You know, he's very
interesting.
Yeah, he's an interesting man. We just kind of like his public persona that hides all the bad stuff.
The comical side of Vladimir Putin.
We like his mask.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff does Vladimir Putin get up to in the media?
We have discovered that he has...
Bear wrestling.
He drives a Formula One car. He can fly a fighter jet. He rides horseback topless. He rescues tigers
and whales. He shoots whales.
No, he rescues them. No, he rescues and tags them.
But he shoots them.
As well.
Yep.
But not only does he do all this, but he has someone photograph him doing these activities to make into an annual calendar.
Yep.
So you can have a Vladimir Putin calendar with all these pictures of his.
And most of the time when he's doing these activities, he's doing them topless.
Yeah.
And he's a musician as well.
On the female side of things.
If I can remember rightly.
Yeah, he's performed.
He's a musician.
He's performed at dinners, after dinner speeches and things like that. He does a bit of music.
Yep.
But there's quite a female following in Russia. People, women who want to be adored by Putin.
Yeah. Women go mad for the Putin.
We're not sure whether they're being forced to this or it's voluntarily, but...
And, like, we started talking about Putin a lot when we started finding songs on YouTube of Vladimir Putin.
Well, in fairness, you found one about him.
I found one from a woman called Mashani.
Mashani
kicked it all off.
Yes.
Mashani with My Putin. And I didn't think that, you know, he was a topic for a good pop song. But she wasn't the only one. And as the weeks go on, and you can find all these episodes back on the old SoundCloud account, as the episodes went on, we found more and more songs about Vladimir Putin, and they just seem to get better and better and better and better. Example.
Nah. Huh. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this song is about a man I really like. He's so cute, he's so strong and so powerful. This song is about
Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Vladimir Putin. Vladimir
Vladimir, das sag ich dir, der macht es wirklich richtig geschickt.
So this is German band Rammelhoff with their track Vladimir, and we became a little bit obsessed with this track.
We love this.
Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin.
So that was just one of the Vladimir Putin songs. And
there are many.
Yeah, and as we said, if you're interested in that, you can go back and listen to the old episodes. You can find it on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
This week, Rob, I've kind of been searching for songs about a certain person again.
Why?
Because it's Wimbledon time!
Yeah!
Wimbledon! I love the Wimbledon.
New balls, please.
I love Wimbledon, love Wimbledon, love Wimbledon, yeah. Yeah, it's that time of year where you get your strawberries and creams, you get your new balls out, and you sit down and you watch the tennis on the TV. Us British, very fickle when it comes to the tennis.
They are.
But every year in July, when Wimbledon rolls around, everybody
gets
on board, and everybody knows about tennis, and everybody goes to the tennis. All the celebrities go to the tennis.
We've had
Drake there, we've had Niall out off of One Direction, Cliff Richard's always there,
always
ready to sing a song, you know. So I enjoy it. You see much of it,
only highlights so far.
I've seen a few matches, and we are now into week two.
Yes.
Also, us British, we seem to adopt a Scottish bloke as one of our own and turn him into an Englishman for 2 weeks.
Well, he's British when he's winning.
Right.
And then he's Scottish when he loses.
And he has won Wimbledon before, and he's still on track to win another Wimbledon title. He's in second week, and we are talking about none other than Moody Murray. Moody, Moody. What's a Moody, Andy?
Moody, 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 Moody.
He's got better, though, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He has got better.
He's cheering up a bit.
But Christ, he he used to be a proper moody bastard. And you a moody bastard. This week, I have been scouring the internet, trying to find songs about Andy Murray. Instead of Vladimir Putin, I thought, because it's Wimbledon, let's try find songs about Andy Murray.
Is there not a song that they sing, like, at Wimbledon? Is there not, like, a chant? Wasn't there one for Tim Henman some years ago?
I don't know. I thought there's a hill outside.
Mound. It's now a mound. It's Murray Mound.
Murray.
Murray's Mound.
Going to go sit on Murray's Mound.
Oh, what? Oh, I feel sick.
It's BM&L. I don't know what you're talking about. I was surprised, just like I was before, to find out there's quite a few songs about Andy Murray.
Your reaction says it all.
All right. So I thought I would show you some of these songs that I found today. All right.
I like what you've done.
So the first one is from a guy called Far In Jim.
Far In Jim.
Far In Jim. Okay. And he has written a song called Hey There, Andy Murray. So it's like a little...
People have got an open letter.
Yeah, like an open letter to Andy Murray. All right? They're big at the moment, ain't they, them open letters?
Yeah, they are.
All the rage.
Hey there, Andy Murray. I'd love to see you play the tennis. I don't move in those circles, so I'll have to watch it on the TV.
What are we saying?
Simple, but
yeah,
it's...
Yeah, like
it's...
a bit of Far In Jim.
Yep.
You know that time you cried, you nearly made me cry. Okay then, I really did cry, but I wasn't the only one. You know that girl, your girlfriend, she goes to all your matches. You should hang on to her, she seems to really like you.
Is this something you'd have on your Wimbledon playlist?
Yeah, I'm quite liking the bluesy organ going on. It's,
you know, he's got a bit of a chill vibe to his voice.
Yep.
You know, sounds a little bit like Andy Murray.
You know that woman, your mom, I think her name is Judy. Does she tell you to tidy your room? That's what my mom does. Hey there, Andy Murray, I'd love to see you play the tennis. I don't move in those circles, and I don't know how to get the ticket.
So there you go, Far In Jim, and Hey There, Andy Murray. You a fan of that one?
Yeah, why not? That's pretty cool.
All right, then. Out of 10, what do you rate that? Hang on. Wait for the drum roll. What are you saying?
I'll give it a 6.
Far In Jim, 6. That's reasonable. Yeah, that's all right. Wimbledon applause.
Quiet, please. Quiet, please.
Noobles. I also found another one.
Okay.
Now, I like this one.
Different style?
It's a little bit of a different style. Bit more up-tempo.
Okay.
Got a little bit more beat to it. Got a little bit more spunk, if you like. This is simply called Andy Murray, Chicken Curry.
Andy Murray, Chicken Curry. Andy Murray, Chicken Curry. Hold my balls, hit my balls.
Oh. What were you saying about this one?
I'm a bit concerned for two reasons.
Andy Murray...
Firstly, well,
to be honest with you,
I brushed over that point straight away.
Right.
I think he sounds very much like the last guy, like Jimmy,
be the same guy. He may just devote his whole life to create an Andy Murray song like this
last
one.
Noise.
Andy Murray, Chicken Curry. Andy Murray, Chicken Curry.
It's a sing-along. You could play this at Wimbledon. Get the crowd singing it.
Andy Murray, Chicken Curry.
Yeah, but what are you going to have?
Chicken Curry.
But instead of strawberries and cream. That's what I was going to say.
You know, <'Cause> you and know, Andy Murray yeah, plays.
But can you imagine the smell?
Have Andy Murray
the smell of
Chicken Curry.
You have all these people with chicken tikkas in their hand going, Andy Murray, Chicken Curry.
But it could
curry everywhere.
It could become a British thing.
Okay.
Andy Murray.
I do like it.
You go to see Andy Murray, you eat some chicken curry. It could be his thing,
Yeah, it could be. You should come out and eat the curry.
To watch me, you need to...
Why has he gone French?
Oh, Andy Murray. Bonjour, Andy Murray.
Anyway.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, is there any more to that? So
I reckon.
Is there a bit more to that or not? Is that pretty much it?
No,
it's no small, mate.
I think this could be a thing. I think, you know, it could be his thing.
Do you know what? I would say that it's already...
He could getting advertise chicken curry. Andy Murray. It'd be perfect.
Andy Murray, chicken curry.
Andy Murray's chicken curry.
I'd buy that.
Who wouldn't buy Andy Murray's chicken curry?
Andy Murray, chicken curry. Andy Murray, chicken curry. Oh, my balls. Hit my balls.
Hit his balls. All right.
Wimbledon. Andy Murray, chicken curry. Andy Murray, chicken curry. Andy Murray, chicken curry. Andy Murray, chicken curry. Oh, my balls. Hit my balls.
So what are we saying for Andy Murray chicken curry?
I'm still a little disturbed by that noise at the end of the chorus. That one.
Andy Murray, chicken curry. Hold my balls. Hit my balls. Hold my balls. Hit my balls.
I love that. Don't know who sings it, but
Andy Murray. Chicken curry.
I like it.
I reckon Andy can make a little bit of extra money.
Few extra quid if the tennis career doesn't turn out all right.
Salad chicken. What are you doing now, Andy Murray? Chicken curry.
Yeah. I mean, Uncle Ben's got to watch his back.
Chicken curry.
I want him to have a button. Why are you just press this?
Well, the disco lights, come on.
Chicken curry.
Come on, Andy. Chicken curry.
Hold my balls.
Would it be wrong to suggest that maybe you could get some, like, Bollywood dancers going on and everything? Or would that be a bit too far?
I don't know.
Anyway, I think that's actually better than the other one.
Yeah?
Just because it's got more sing-along, it's got more... It's a bit more into it, you know?
All right, score out of 10. For Andy Murray, chicken curry. Hold my balls, hit my balls. Hit it.
8.
An 8 for yes. Andy Murray chicken curry. It's this week's winner.
I like
Andy
the fact Murray, it goes with an advertising campaign as well.
Hey,
it's not just a song. Murray. It's not just a song.
We've
whole...
sorted out a lot of people in this fucking segment. I tell you,
we
it's
have.
Been a good show and tell. But, you know, listening to all these other...
I gather there are more.
There are more.
Right.
But obviously, I don't want it to become a thing like Putin did.
Yeah. You know, and there is a certain level of quality. Is quality control going on?
You can't beat this.
No.
I've peaked too early.
Oh, yeah.
But listening to all these makes me want to sing a bloody song.
Okay.
Editing myself.
You have, haven't you? Look at that. Look at you.
Hey, I'm learning. I want to sing a bloody song about Andy Murray.
Okay.
Hey, fancy a rendition of Volley Highway, Robert?
Oh, yes.
Hey, for Andy Murray, chicken
Andy
curry.
Murray. Chicken curry.
Right, hear that music.
First place with an ace, he moved around with grace. Read a newspaper cutting glowing round in space, and it tells of the tale when Murray without fail tried for the finals to beat all his rivals and play the game in his own way. Be the champion, he's someone you can write about. Come on, Andy. Caledonia, wild frontier. Come on, Andy, Andy Murray. One day you can have no fear. He'll be king of the centre court, bathed in cheers.
And therefore came the call. Murray stood tall, though the court looked massive. His racket so small as he drove his way
through Volley Highway
with cuts and passes like lightning flashes where the points were long.
Murray held on
for a big return. He need someone you can shout about.
Come on, Andy, Andy Murray. Sing Caledonia, wild frontier. Come on, Andy, Andy Murray. One day you can have no fear. He'll be king of the centre court, bathed in cheers.
Instrumental breakdown.
The centre court bathed in cheers. Andy Murray.
There you go.
What is wrong with us?
I think, on that note, we should call time.
I don't think we could top this
week's
now.
Episode. If we came,
hang on, whoa. That's show and tell done.
Oh yeah.
Sign out the show and tell, man.
All right. Show and tell.
Andy Murray, chicken curry.
Andy Murray.
There you go, that's it. Another episode of We Came, We Saw,
We Podcasted.
Thanks for downloading this episode.
Thanking you.
And tell a friend this week.
Oui.
If you can, if you like the podcast. Bit of little word of mouth action going on. Let's do it old school, like Happy Shopper Robert. And tell a friend.
Absolutely.
Hey, don't tweet them.
No.
Don't Facebook them. You know, tell them. Go talk to some people.
Give me an excuse to go and have a chat with someone, doesn't it? You know, just procrastinate from work.
Just open up a conversation.
Do it.
Never guess what I listen to.
Yeah.
You know, even if you think this week's is rubbish.
Chuckled my little bottom off at it.
Yeah, wow. Either or.
Exactly.
So you've got anything happening in the next week? Anything exciting to tell us about?
I'm not even going to mention what I was going to mention in my head there, because you'll have a go at me again and probably punch me in the face for it, so we won't.
Don't be promising stuff.
I never promised it. So leave it alone.
Me
all
and
right?
Rob, we might have featured in a music video this week.
Yeah.
But we sacked it off today. Can't be bothered. Because we pour all the effort into this podcast to make it lovely.
All of
and
it.
On that note, we will say goodbye.
Goodbye.
As always, in a lullaby form. And this week's lullaby bye is this. Thank you.
Thank you.